recording now.
Okay. Yeah, that should be fine. Yeah, I like the, I can see the wave phone. Yeah. Cool. Right. Ready. So, where we last left off, you were in the middle of the battle. As we have gone over, these are the two Yuan Ti, right?
Yep.
This is Kuro, I believe.
No, no. Kuro is purple.
That's purple.
Kuro is here. What's this?
That's
a spirit?
Spirit. Yeah, spirit.
Wow, that's a spirit. Okay, that's the stranger. That's the goblin. This is another spirit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Is that?
The Ever is the same color as everything.
Yeah.
Is Ever the D4?
Ever is the D4, and the other two are the spirits, although the same color.
Okay, and that's Eros hiding behind
Eros
the tree.
Used yes. to be this guy, but it didn't make any sense, so he's now this
it
guy.
It makes a lot more sense for Eros not to be
yep.
the same color as Ever.
Yes.
Because he hates Ever.
Not really anymore.
No.
No. He openly hates Ever, but secretly loves all the combat advantage
oh, of course.
That he gets.
Yeah.
But everything, every other interaction...
It's like, fuck.
Combat advantage.
He's lying.
He knows I'm lying.
You know, he's lying.
I think everybody has resist 5.
Being organic and rogue.
Because I have a sticky that says resist 5. So I think everyone has resist 5.
Take a picture of that.
Resist 5 for the encounter, correct?
Yeah.
Take a picture of that with your
okay.
McDonald's.
Now, the orb came over Murray while he was unconscious. And Rory is the only thing
well,
besides the orb.
Well,
and
the goblin.
Well, we can't target Rory yeah. anymore, right?
Murray.
The
Murray,
goblin.
Yeah, more Murray.
The goblin is sitting there, and so Murray has been swallowed up by the orb.
Right.
You can target the orb, and then Yuan Ti are a little weird right now. So that's what's happened so far, right?
That's Do we remember whose turn it was?
We finished
the whole
top of the order.
We finished
top
the
of the order.
Okay.
Now.
Orb's up.
Wait, who are these two things? Sorry.
That's the orb.
Orb, right? Okay.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Q.
That's Q.
Thank you.
Okay. Why would you... Come on.
I'm good, I'm good.
Alright, and as a reminder, this area here, with this corners marked, that's my area of effect that hurts enemies who are in there.
Okay.
And then this is... This was Rain of Bread, right?
This is Rain of... That's... No. That's Brilliant Baking.
Okay. Come on, now.
Okay.
What I'm gonna do is I'm actually gonna swap out if this... Actually, can I get another color? Can I get, like, a... Something completely different to mark the goblin?
Okay.
Why don't we bring the big dice thing next to you?
Oh, this is perfect. The goblin is here. Yeah, can I get the big dice thing? Top of the initiative list. When did the... Does anybody remember when the orb... When the orb swallowed up?
Last round. It was the last round.
So it was... Yes, the last round. But was it on its turn or was it on Murray's turn?
I think it was Murray's turn.
I thought it was the orb's turn.
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I think it was the orb's turn. I think Murray was unconscious.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because I couldn't target Murray.
That's right.
I was going to target Murray, but...
Okay. Do you need to clean up anybody? Alright, so there's a massive the audience is roaring with like, oh, this is a major surprise because, you know, Murray was rated so highly in terms of combat ability.
Right.
So some people are like saying, this is awful, yeah, I bet so much on Murray, you hear this, and, you know, some bets are heading your way at this point. However, you hear a strange sound coming from the orb, an announcer in the distance shouting that there is a team change.
What?
Oh, man.
Murray has tagged out.
But he's unconscious.
You can't do that.
There is a substitution. Murray will not be, will now be replaced.
By who?
Now joining Murrow. Out steps a small kobold-sized creature with antennae in a bee outfit. It points directly at Q.
This is unbelievable. What's going on?
It's like the bee outfit is made out of the orbish metal. It says, good work.
No.
Buzz buzz.
No, no, no,
buzz,
no.
Buzz buzz.
No, no.
Buzz buzz.
No, okay, you're buzz, going buzz. Down. You're going down. No.
The crowd roars with laughter.
Carol just doesn't get it. He's just going.
Did anybody else see this?
Now adding. It's a doppelganger, but it has, it's purely out of metal. Murros!
Do you see this?
What's going on here?
Do you see this?
Oh, that's not good.
It's a mechanical Eros! I don't know what the other thing is.
I think it's far worse than... I think it's far worse than that.
This thing's Meros?
Murros. And Murro.
And Murro.
Murrow. You can tell there's a dash.
Oh, in man.
The battle continues.
God damn it.
What? Got melted.
I do not know. Okay, so Murrow immediately attacks Q.
Okay.
Silent malediction. What's Q's fortitude?
27.
27?
Yep.
He said 47. I heard 47.
Okay. This, Murrow got 31, so that hits.
There goes all my bonuses.
There you go. Just like that.
Take 34 AC.
Take 20 thunder damage.
Do you have resist? Doesn't everyone have resist 5? Yeah.
Resist 5. Mm-hmm. And you are dazed until the end of your next turn.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, sorry.
Wait, hold on.
Stun, save ends.
Hold on. -2 on attack rolls.
Oh, well, it still hits.
It still hits, okay.
Stunned until the end. Stun, save ends, and Murrow's dazed.
Murrow's dazed?
Yeah.
Sorry, wait, Murrow is dazed?
Murrow is dazed.
Okay. Is that how it works?
Yep.
I thought I was confused, but...
No, you're always confused.
Eros is confused.
Murros is also confused.
It does look like Murros is confused.
Murros yes. Hurt himself in the confusion. Murros fainted.
But Murros aims... crossbow... in the direction of Eros.
Which one is Murros? This?
That one.
Oh man, he does have one side.
Ooh, except he twitches and crits, firing at Ever.
What?
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 Okay, wow. -2. But he crits?
He crits.
Critted. Doesn't matter. Alright.
That's an auto hit?
Crap.
That's 34 damage.
Holy shit.
That is not good.
That is not good.
Stunned means I can't move, right?
Stunned, I believe, means you have...
Stunned means you're... Yeah. Stunned means
you're... Dazed is one move action. One action. Stunned is like you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're frozen.
the crowd is going
it
crazy.
Can't do anything.
This,
holy
this,
shit!
This spin attack that Maros did. Crits with a proper sly flourish.
You gotta do better than him. You gotta show him up.
You have no choice.
Regular Eros not feeling great right now.
Oh, guys. That was Maros's turn, right?
That was Maros's turn.
Maros, how much HP did I lose?
34.
Maros should take a 10.
Oh, both of them take 10.
Wait.
Right, no, Maros, that's Brilliant Beacon. Brilliant Bacon, right? Brilliant
no,
Bacon.
No, no, well, no, no. Maros wasn't part of the original hit, but Maros is taking a minus 2 to everything.
Alright, well that was a crit.
Yeah, it was a crit though.
Yeah.
It was aimed at you and then
what
it
a sly flourish.
Sly flourish. It does look like the bow he's that Maros is using is not like your bow though. So there's luck in that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it couldn't be copied or something.
Frosties, imagine.
Yo, man, we'd be over. We'd be dead. We were being frost cheesed.
Actually, yeah, that would be really terrible because all the creatures have better stats than us.
Yeah, so would they be doing like 70 damage? Yeah. Would be so dead.
So the Yuan-Ti are both attacking the stranger. One of them hits. 38 versus AC.
Shit. No. Oh.
I had to save first.
It's 9 damage.
Oh man, this is so
cool. Yuan-Ti has marked the stranger. Okay. That's their turns. The stranger uses something else. The stranger's very confused by what's going on, but he's not paying attention directly. He just hears a crowd. And the stranger reacts to actually being hit. By using water gives way. Versus fortitude. And the stranger misses again with a gale.
Fuck.
But it does not expend it because he missed. Alright. It is his turn though. Uses lightning leap. Try and land down there in the area. Stranger hits one. Stranger misses a spirit. Stranger hits the other one. So stranger hits both Yuan-Ti.
Mm-hmm.
1d8. 11 lightning damage. And the stranger leaps 5 squares. That provoking opportunity attacks. 1, 2, 3, 4. Lands nice. Here and performs a second attack. It's going to be helpful. Okay. It's probably going to hit. How much is the damage value for that one? For your spirit?
You mean before it?
Before it even worries. It also has resist 5, doesn't it? Or does it not? No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't count as an ally.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me find it.
Thankful the stranger
crit. It says here.
Maros.
10 plus 1 half your level.
10 plus 1 half your level.
So 6 health?
Is this health or?
Is the damage. If damage is over that, then it disappears.
So he has to deal 16 damage.
Okay, thankfully it does not. It does not deal 16 damage. It deals 11 damage.
Okay.
Which means it takes like no damage.
Yeah.
Okay. But the stranger does crit Maros.
Okay.
So he deals.
Wonderful. Good job. Good job, stranger.
Yes.
Good job.
Deals 18 plus another. 6 damage.
24.
Excellent work.
And shifts this here.
Beautiful.
To get in the way of, so that, you know, they can't target Eros or ever so easily.
Yeah, there's no line of sight now, right?
No, you can fire through the stranger.
No, but he doesn't have line of sight on us.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have line of sight. Very well.
Okay.
Plus, these creatures are granted cover. The stranger and the spirit are granted cover to you two.
Where on the initiative list?
Okay, that was the stranger's turn. Yeah, and he also hits... Oh, he also hits this one and this one, and I've noted those down. Okay.
Okay, then it's
Eros' turn.
Eros' turn.
Eros is going to move zero and attempt to become hidden.
Okay, roll stealth.
Okay.
Those colors right next to each other make me think of Starburst. They look really tasty.
Yeah. Eros is gonna attack Moros.
Okay.
Alright.
Eros versus Moros.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Does he have combat advantage?
He does not have combat advantage.
Okay.
But they're taking minus two penalty.
Yeah, they're taking minus two, huh?
Unless he's hidden, but we'll see.
Okay. So that's gonna be 32 versus AC.
Moros pays attention to nothing but itself, so therefore he is granted combat advantage.
Yes! Oh man! So it's 34 versus AC.
That's so awful.
He's checking out his own reflection in his arm because he's shiny.
Okay. So that's gonna be 34 versus AC is gonna roll just damage now. It's one. Okay, so it's gonna be 19 plus 10 plus. Wait, how did I add before? Plus 15. Yeah. So that is it. That's gonna be 29 plus 15 is 44. 44 damage. And the target is rattled and vulnerable to cold. Vulnerable 5. That is Eros's turn.
All right. Kuro's turn.
Oh! Kuro will move the brilliant baking over. And sustains it.
And does then it move into minor?
Hmm? Yeah, move into minor. And finally, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2. Use deadly doubt. Starting from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a close blast, so yeah, it definitely has to start here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Start from here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's this person again?
That's a goblin. Mm. D20 is a goblin.
Okay. Attack against the number 2, 1T.
Okay.
No. Bad.
Deadly Doubt is huge, isn't it?
21 versus Will.
That's gonna miss.
Twenty-four versus Will against this one. Number one.
That's going to miss.
Twenty-nine versus Will against Goblin.
gonna hit.
Okay. Good. Are we also supposed to do ropes today? I mean, like, in this game day? Is this the day, or is it tomorrow?
Yes, same day.
Crap.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. Okay, they're not. Alright, those are all the targets. Damage against the goblin.
Mm-hmm.
8. 10, 17 psychic damage.
Nice.
The orb takes 17 psychic damage.
Alright, goblin will be pushed.
It says golden and juicy and meat saucy.
Wait.
I misread it as the other kind of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
So gross. You can push him off the cliff.
No, this doesn't push, sorry. The effect is the first creature to attack the goblin next turn will get a +4 bonus.
Nice. Should attack it. Someone should attack it.
Before the end of Kuro's next turn. So if Kuro just decides to attack the goblin again, it'll be fine.
Okay.
And the goblin's dazed.
Oh, cool.
Goblin's dazed.
Okay. Anything else from Kuro?
Those are all the actions.
Ever.
Okay. Ever. Crap, they're all over there. Okay, let's do it a sec. I'm going to use Ancient Warlord's Inspiration. I'm going to summon yet another. Dude. I'm going to summon him right here. I'm going to leave that +4 for someone else.
Nice.
And attack him. There's my d20. 4 plus 17 versus reflex. 21 versus reflex.
Reflex plus combat advantage?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's 23 versus reflex?
Mm-hmm.
That does not quite make.
Okay, that's fine. Then this guy's gonna move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He is now, if you start your turn next to that guy, you get an immediate basic attack.
Sweet.
As a free action.
Thank you.
So, and I'm going to sustain the area over there as a minor.
The area is a combat advantage area?
No, it's -2 to all enemies within the area, and if they end their turn in that area, they take 5 points of psychic damage.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So as we go through their turns, they should be taking that.
No problem.
Okay.
And that's where again? Here.
The red area. That's the area that gets
shouldn't
them
Moro
-2.
And Maros be taking damage then?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just. Reminded him of that. So yeah, so there's that. My
okay, cool.
Over.
Thank you.
Murray's turn. What
Murray,
do we do with Murray's turn? Murray's not there.
Murray is not on the field.
Did Murray just say that?
No. So he doesn't have a turn.
Okay.
Hugh's
turn.
He's gonna save. That's all he can do. +5.
20 total.
Yeah, baby.
Murrow uses Demand Justice.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that means you have to re-roll the save.
You get 17.
Oh, I didn't realize you were saving. I could have done something.
Because he's looking at himself.
Hugh saves. That's it.
Good.
Better.
Goblin's turn?
Yep. Goblin spends his turn crying. Okay. This is one action. So, takes a minor action to cry. All right.
He's dead.
All right. He might upgrade it to a full round action, but he doesn't have that. So, the orb sits quietly as Murro uses Fourfold Invocation of Doom. So this is going... Okay. I'm going to do them in twos, because I have, I'm going to do them... Yeah. I'm going to do them in threes. It's enemies only, so there's... Your spirits do not count for dazed targets. They can't get status anyway.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three, four. There are five things on the field, and Murrow can hit all of them from where he is. So, the stranger, Kuro, Q, Ever, and Eros.
What type of attack is this?
Versus Will. Close burst 10.
Q will, it's a ranged attack then.
No.
No, it's not.
Close burst.
It's area burst.
I'm sorry, it's Murrow's turn? Murrow's
turn. Okay.
Versus Will?
Versus Will, yeah. Okay. This is Kuro. 25 versus Will.
Not gonna be good.
Hit or miss?
Miss.
Okay.
But Kuro is dazed.
Stranger is 27 versus Will. It's gonna. It's not gonna miss. Q is 33 versus Will.
It's gonna hit.
Okay. Eros, 34 versus Will.
Oh, just barely makes it.
Such a funny one. And Ever, 30 versus Will.
That hits just barely.
Does
everyone's dazed.
The effects are everyone's dazed save ends.
Except for Kuro.
Except for Kuro, who is dazed until the end of turn. But anytime any creature, until the end of the encounter, any creature that hits or misses Murrow takes 5 psychic damage.
Wow.
Thankfully, Ever did give a resist 5, so it's not going to even happen.
Yeah, that's good.
It would hurt, though. Since that's Murrow's only action, because he's still dazed, that's the end of his turn. Murrow's...
What does dazed... Alright, so we're all dazed now?
All of you are dazed.
So does that mean
save one action?
Only one action.
Until we save.
Including a minor?
Any action?
Yeah, if you need to sustain anything, it would be a minor.
Standard move minor.
This is so bad.
Where's Murrow's on the...
Wait,
Murrow's, you get to save at the end of your turn? Right?
Yeah.
It's the orb. Same initiative as
the orb. Yeah, same initiative as the orb. It goes Murrow and the Murrow.
So you can't even take free actions?
Yeah, you can't take free actions.
That'd be your action. Cool.
That sucks. What if I use an action to allow us to make a saving throw, and then we make the saving throw? Then do you get to continue your turn?
Is it an immediate interrupt? Oh, no, yeah, you do. You do.
If I use an encounter power... And then I was able to save, then I could take a full turn after that.
Yeah.
Do the rest of my turn, okay. I'm not going to do that, though. That's risky. Okay.
Murrow uses Ignoble Escape. Murrow uses Ignoble Escape.
Oh, come on. Copying bastard.
5, 6. Uses Snapshot on Ever.
What is this?
Yeah, no, it's not good. Bad.
It's bad.
Very bad.
It's bad.
It's 30 versus AC.
Yep.
It's no longer in the zones. 30 versus AC, does that hit?
Yeah.
Dazed is combat advantage, so it gets combat advantage as well.
I can't stop him. Can't take interrupts.
Or 26 damage.
How you doing, bro? How's Ever doing?
Not so great.
Is Ever gonna die?
Crap, this is... No, I'm not gonna die.
That was the move and the minor, and now...
But I'm at 28.
Don't forget.
What are you at?
What?
Don't forget to apply the resist 5. Full.
Yeah, are you resist 5 as well? Okay. And Murrow is going to take its standard action. using Bloodbath on Ever.
Yeah. That wasn't a standard action. What was it? Slapshot? Snapshot?
Snapshot was a minor action.
Yeah.
Remember to apply the minus two.
Yep. 33 versus AC.
Okay. AC.
Oh, sorry. 33 versus Fortitude for Bloodbath.
That's even worse.
Yeah, no,
but it's already taken sneak attack damage, so it can't do anything with that. Take 15 damage.
Resist 5?
Resist 5.
Second wind, right? It's probably gonna. It's probably a good move.
If you're not dazed anymore. You want some of this?
Yeah.
Don't hate me, please.
That's not my turn.
Yes.
So, whatever. Whose turn is it?
Okay. That was Orb's turn. It's a stranger's turn.
Need some help over here.
Stranger only has...
What's your HP at?
Wait.
I think I'm in full.
Does a stranger have superior
will? You should back up.
No, I will, but I can't take a full action. I felt full round.
Do you have superior will?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Guess so.
Check your feats. It's on your main character sheet.
What is it called?
Superior will.
Yes.
That means you get to make a saving throw to end stunned or dazed at the start of your turn.
Very nice. Okay.
Even if not saved under effect. So even if it's good, like until the end of your turn.
Oh, okay.
Good job.
Okay. So then I can do that at the beginning.
Go
of
for
turn.
It.
Is it. No. Whose turn is it?
The stranger is going to try and destroy the orb. No. He's going out. No. He shifts and goes after. He goes after Maros. And crits again.
Nice.
Stranger does.
Thank goodness.
A total of 26 damage and drags Maros over here. Oh no. One, two. Here. Where it's granting common advantage. Stranger's turn. And he gets to... No, he saved already. Okay. So.
Can I do a minor instead of a move on my turn if I want?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I shift? Is shifting free?
Shifting is not free. Shift is a minor.
Shifting is a move action.
A move action.
Okay.
The stranger can shift as a minor. In certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that the stranger's turn?
It's the stranger's turn, so it's Eros' turn now. Eros is dazed.
Shit. These aren't allies?
What?
These don't count as allies?
They...
No, they don't.
So Eros has no line of sight on anything.
Oh, no, though. He has line of sight through it, yeah.
He can shoot through them?
Yeah, he can shoot through that, yeah. They're allies in that sense, yes.
Okay. All right, Eros, that's Maros, right?
Yeah.
All right, Eros is going to try to hit him with... He can only do one thing? You're going to go for a Sly Flourish, because that's the way to do it.
Crit.
Okay.
But it's Eros.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
The crowd is like, what's going on?
All right, maybe he'll use a different one. Can I use that one?
Yeah.
Oh, da-da-da!
10.
Oh!
So what happened? He's like... What?
Yes. Okay.
The crowd is crazy.
It's like a terrible lob into the air.
Okay.
It's spinning. It's getting blown away.
Okay, so that's 6 plus 18 plus 15 plus 8, 16, 24.
You just need your crit damage thing.
My crit damage is actually a lot higher than we thought it was.
Really?
Yeah.
You just need to label your crit damage, your maxed out crit damage.
Yeah, no. It is, yeah. I've already got it. So that's actually 3d6 for criticals.
Oh, yes.
6? Oh, baby. Come on, baby. Okay, 10.
Okay, not quite number of the beast, but okay.
Okay, 12.
It's this worship.
So that's gonna equal.
It's still above that. That's still average.
Free actions don't have any cost.
Free actions don't have any. No action has no cost.
Free actions also don't have.
Free actions do.
They do.
They're limited. Yeah. That you can't take free actions while dazed. That's like I think that's
yeah, that's true.
How it is.
Yeah, I remember that.
You can't take free actions while dazed.
All right, so that's gonna be some solid 75 damage to that guy.
Varos is bloody. Heavily bloodied.
Can he do that? He can't even do that properly.
No, he's just
that's what he's thinking.
He's imagining.
And he's just like this in real life.
He's dazed.
Eros can try and save versus dazed.
Eros will attempt to save.
Yes!
Okay.
Ross, this could go really bad.
Okay. Is this the die that you rolled the other one on?
Probably, yeah.
What
yes.
happens if you fail?
This
days
is really
the
bad. You could become incapacitated.
Days until the end of the day.
Alright.
Upgrade to stun. 100 poison damage.
Oh.
Oh my god, what goes on?
Eros passes out.
No!
Wait, what?
But he's no longer dazed.
Oh, yes!
But you're conscious.
Fantastic.
Because he's unconscious.
Oh, no.
How do you get unconscious?
Someone has to wake you up.
Oh.
Someone has to wake you up.
Okay. So this is meaning he has zero HP?
No, he's just asleep.
Oh, he's sleeping.
Oh, he's asleep.
He's asleep.
Oh, so if he takes damage, he's going to wake up.
Yes, but it may be a crit.
It probably will.
Yeah, because
he's
considering
granting combat advantage. Because he's... Well, he was granting combat advantage.
Am I prone?
He's also prone, has dropped his crossbow.
Okay.
Where's the crossbow?
It's directly underneath him.
Oh, okay.
Fell on top of the crossbow.
Yeah.
Sloppy bastard.
He's like this.
How do you not kill yourself by falling on a crossbow with a... It has a...
Grappling hook.
Has a grappling
and
hook.
And a bayonet.
And a bayonet, yeah.
And like forks and knives.
Like all sticking out.
Tweezers.
Or a wine opener.
Yeah. Okay. If there's ever a puzzle a video game, it definitely like when Eros falls asleep or falls down, everything just spills out.
That's Kuro.
Yeah.
Kuro's turn.
Kuro will save against dazed. Oh. No.
Can Kuro demand justice on himself?
Yeah, but he needs to get a 6.
Well, he can't. He can't because it's...
Kuro can also take a turn. Kuro can make an action.
Yeah. He can't because it's an immediate action.
Alright, so this is getting retired.
Immediate interrupt.
Immediate interrupt.
He can't take immediate action.
I can't take
immediate action. No, I can't, which is why I couldn't do anything
for him. I feel like gambling so much today.
No, but Kuro can also still make an
attack.
Are you
switching out the
die? No, Kuro needs to go
okay.
And
maintain
this. Okay. But he's no longer dazed.
You probably use it when we do ropes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Ever?
Okay. Yeah. Alright, Ever's going to try and save. What do I have to do to save? Just
roll a 10 or higher. So it's a 55% chance.
17.
Nice.
Good.
Ever is fully undazed.
Okay, I am not dazed anymore.
Murray?
No.
I can take a turn.
That's
superior will.
Superior will.
Holy shit.
Gets a roll at the beginning of the turn.
So, cool.
That's why it's such a good feat.
I am going to...
Walk on the Paragon.
Well, no, I
sustain this.
I completely forgot she had it.
Yeah, it's okay. She didn't either. She just remembered building it for him. Sorry.
I'm going to use range 10.
It's notable that the crowd is now cheering for Eros, who's asleep. Because of the strange things that have gone on.
So I want to use Sudden Restoration to let 2... of you make a saving throw.
That would be
Q? So who's
me
still
and the stranger.
So you and the stranger
still,
have a turn in this round.
Everyone.
Okay. So I'm gonna you two can make a saving throw. You're within range.
Okay.
And then
Q saves.
Good.
The stranger fails.
Alright. I'm gonna wake you up. Alright, so
did you sustain anything?
I sustained that. That's the first thing I did. So I sustained,
awaken?
I used a... I woke you up. Can I move to behind this tree? Can I move at all, or is that...
If you're trying to wake up Eros,
yeah.
The only way you would be able to wake up Eros and move is I'll allow you to dive on top of him.
What a way. You can't occupy the same square.
No, you dive, like, and you're going like...
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Roll to wake up Eros.
No, oh, it's gone. It's over.
What do I do?
Oh,
what
man,
do?
This Ares is...
It's just a...
13.
Succeed.
Oh, thank
God. Eros doesn't have his crossbows in his hand.
Wait, how does Eros wake up easier than Ross? It's not...
Because he was in the army. If he needed...
He always got a blast, though.
Is Eros really awake?
But if he...
Make sure he's standing.
Oh, man.
Make sure he's standing.
He's going back to sleep, guys.
Don't...
You have to talk to him.
You have to make sure he's standing. If he talks, you can't...
Don't believe it.
Don't believe he's...
Yeah. Don't believe what he says.
You haven't had those conversations where Ross is like, yeah, oh, shit, what time is it? All right, I'll be right over. And call him again 2 hours later. What? She woke me up. That's happened so many times.
So many times. Okay. Anything else from Ever?
No, that's all.
Murray?
Oh, thank you.
Murray is not on the field. Not on the field.
Bullshit. Q's turn. Q's gonna use...
Q's save. Like
Kyle. Yeah, Q's save. He's got...
Q's gonna use Frostwind Blade.
It's like Kyle.
Against the orb. I'm now Kyle. Kyle's gonna use Frostwind Blade. against the orb.
Nice.
Good.
Here we go.
Good.
If Q becomes Kyle, then...
30 versus AC.
There'll be a...
That hits.
Kyle. Okay.
That just
Kyle
hits.
And
thanks to a bunch of stuff that's going on there.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
There's like -4 defenses right now.
And then he's going to attack... I mean, okay, no. He's going to finish the damage.
Have they been taking damage at the end of the
yes.
turn?
Yes. 18 damage to the orb.
Death making
turn. Okay, so more than 18 damage to the orb.
This is my second shot.
And then, five damage to Muros.
So 18 orb, 5 Muros.
5 cold damage to Muros.
5 cold damage?
5 cold damage.
That's going to be... 10 cold damage.
Yeah, vulnerable.
There you go.
Good stuff.
This is why it works out.
Eros from the ground is like, yeah, good work.
Kyle.
Oh, God.
The crowd is going.
Attack.
The crowd is going, Kyle.
Whatever.
Okay. Is that Q's turn?
Q then takes the stance of impenetrable warding. So all the warding provides defenses to all of my things.
Okay. Nice.
Cool.
All right.
Good?
Yep.
Goblin
spends his turn crying.
Nice. He's still dazed?
He doesn't care. He's just like... You can hear him muttering, I want this to be over.
He ate the crying mushroom and Tom Bush.
Oh my God. He's so crying.
Alright. Orb.
Okay.
Muro first, right?
Muro uses some
so
ridiculous
scary.
Fucking move.
No, not again.
At least it's not Guro.
Guro
would be the worst.
That'd be an interesting character
picture. He keep trying to show you some comics that he drew.
Comics.
<you
know.
laughs> Moreau uses Enter the Crucible Garage? The Garage? Enter the what? Moreau gains Resist 10.
Oh, no.
This is bad. Yeah, this is super bad.
Okay.
You use Enter the Garage.
This is why we're not attacking Muro.
Enter the Garage.
Is he surrounded by a garage now?
No, it looks like there's like weird bolts coming out of him.
This is why I'm not attacking Muro.
Muro's just gonna stay on.
There's no point.
Attack on Muro.
Attack on Muro.
Oh my God.
Na 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 dun dun da 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 dun. Alright. Is Muros going to...
No. That was a minor action.
Okay.
Murrow.
That's bullshit. Murrow's no longer dazed, right?
Yeah, Murrow's no longer dazed. Murrow uses Rain of Bolts.
No.
Here. Boom. Area burst one within 10 squares.
God. You might have to heal.
We have combat advantage.
Yes.
No, we. He doesn't.
He doesn't have... No, he doesn't have...
We're minus two to his attack.
Not on an area attack.
Shit, even... No, from prone?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Brilliant Beacon?
Brilliant Beacon and the area that they're in currently are granting minus four total to their attacks.
Oh, okay.
That makes it a 28 versus fortitude versus...
Come on, it's fortitude!
Oh, okay, he's got a roll.
Barely hits.
Okay. Oh, no.
And a...
Oh,
where did
my... So awful. Oh, my God.
And a 20... That's... Hold on. Actually, plus two. It's because of Covenant of Wrath.
Oh, yeah. You needed it.
27 minus 4, 23 versus Fortitude.
Miss.
How can a robot have a Covenant of Wrath?
Good. It misses. All right, I'm okay.
Okay.
Are you... You've still taken no damage?
Well... we'll see now.
Eros takes... 18 damage.
How are you guys?
Eros only takes 8 damage.
And Eros gains vulnerable 5, which cancels out the resist.
Okay.
Have any of you guys taken damage?
Yes. Strangers I have.
Taking,
I'm okay.
The stranger's taking damage, but he's all right as well.
Okay.
He's been healing himself.
Okay. Extra damage.
Okay. Now it's Muros's turn. Muros is determined to regain the crowd's attention.
Shock.
Where it should be all over himself.
Yeah.
All over.
All over himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like his style. Yeah. That's what Eros does.
Does Eros want the crowd to touch him like this? The whole crowd?
Like hair.
Yeah. Rub their faces on my leg hair.
Ew.
Muros. Oh, no, this is Muros. Muros first moves one. Set trigger opportunity attacks from the stranger and possibly the spirit.
Let me find that.
Stranger unfortunately misses. Okay. Wait, no, the stranger can't do it because he was still dazed.
Crit. He stops right there.
Oh, yes. Get shrekt.
And he has to use a different action to resume moving.
Oh, snap. There goes his move. Can't even do shit now. Can't attack. Well, he can, but...
He can attack, but he can't move.
Oh, he got wrecked.
Okay.
He got rectified.
Now, this one here does not work the same as the other ones. So this one does not have all the same other effects and stuff like that.
Okay.
So he can't do that, but he gives you... Reaction attack
right.
Every turn.
Nice.
Have you saved? You saved, right?
Yeah.
You gotta like,
I'm awake.
Wake up.
Muros tries to move again. You don't get a second attempt at it. One.
Muros is so stubborn.
Two.
Like, no.
Three. Four, five.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Isn't the river difficult?
Yeah.
Okay, difficult this was the river.
That was, the 4-5.
That's Muros' turn.
Okay. Oh, God.
That's it's the orb turn or the stranger. Oh, no. The UNT, right?
Yeah, the UNT. They're both going to try and attack. Well, this is actually range two. They're both going to try and attack Kuro. You want to get physical cover. They're definitely both going to hit. That's like over 30 plus AC versus AC. Without as many effects on them as the others. That's That's only 18 damage on Kuro total between two attacks. So it's like exactly... Sorry, I messed it up. Yeah, I messed it up. That's only, so it's 8 damage from one attack, 8 damage from the other attack. But Kuro is ongoing 5 poison damage now.
But he has resist 5.
Yes.
So it doesn't for matter. Each.
So it, doesn't, matter. Yeah.
Q reduces the damage.
Okay. How much damage does it take?
I'm checking that now.
One was 8, and both cause 5 poison ongoing, but ongoing
doesn't stack. So it was originally 13 and 13?
No, it's 8. I didn't apply any resistance.
So it was 3 and 3?
Q reduces the damage by 15.
Damn. For each?
Is are you using an action to do that?
No.
Okay. Clarifying. Because I was going to say, you really shouldn't waste it if you don't know what's going on. So you
it's an immediate interrupt.
Oh, no, I meant, like, is it an encounter or anything?
No.
Okay.
I can just do this all the time.
Okay. That's really? That's actually really sick.
This is my job as a defender.
That's sick.
It's my job as a defender.
So
Kuro takes 3 damage.
3 damage.
And has 5 ongoing attacks. Poison.
Okay, cool. It's, Stranger's turn. Stranger's dazed, but he charges 1, 2, 3, 4, and tries to swat at Muros.
How is he going to do that if he's dazed?
He's charging. That's his only action.
Oh, he's charging.
Oh, it's just a charge. Okay.
He's going to entirely miss.
No.
But not quite fall on his face. Okay.
Alright, that was Stranger's turn, so yes. Eros.
Alright, you gotta find your crossbow. Eros is prone, doesn't have his crossbow.
Well, you have your crossbow, it's there.
It's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It would be a minor action to pick up the crossbow.
And it'll also be a minor action to stand up.
Acrobat boots.
That's right. I don't have 2 minor actions. Do I wanna stand up without my crossbow? Or do I want to stay on the ground?
Why don't you just use your fucking move action like a minor anyway?
Yeah, but then...
You don't need a move.
Wait. Eros knows what to do. Eros knows always what to do.
Are you going
to...
Oh, God.
Is he going to imitate Muros?
You're going to have to shoot through the tree and you don't have line of sight of Muros.
What is Ignoble Escape? Is it just a move action? What is it?
It's a move action, yeah.
Oh, it is a move. Yeah, you're right. That's rough. Okay. Well. Eros will pick up his crossbow. And then Eros will stand up.
Okay. It's 2 minors.
Yeah. And then Eros will shoot the orb.
Good. I need that.
With Sly Flourish. And here he goes. Wait.
Do you not get the free action attack because you were laying on the ground?
No, you do.
He does.
Okay.
Right, so I should do that first.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You have a free action attack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so he's just going to make a range basic against the orb. If that's fine.
That's fine.
Okay. Here. So, that is 33 versus AC.
Gonna hit.
Okay. That's going to be 15 damage. 15 damage. That's it.
Okay.
For that.
Vulnerable 5. I mean,
The orb is rattled? No, it's not. It's vulnerable 5, though.
Okay.
Cool. So now he's gonna make a real attack with Sly Flourish against him. He has combat advantage against it now. Because he's...
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Good work, Eros. You have scored a 26 versus AC.
That is actually going to hit the orb.
Wow.
Wow.
Eros is going
to... Are you applying combat advantage already in there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's still gonna hit.
Oh, sweet. Cool. Hold on. That's gonna be 6 plus 18 plus 15 plus this shit. It's 10. Equals 25 plus 6 is 31 plus 8 is 39 plus 10 is 49 damage.
Cool.
And that is the
Eros's
end
turn?
Of Eros's turn.
Okay. Korra.
Yeah.
And I'm next. How are you guys on damage? Fine.
So good.
Oh. Coral uses fourfold invocation of Dull.
As you speak the four verses of Dull, your foes wilt in fear, their enthusiasm for the battle doused. Okay, this is going to be a close burst 10.
It covers everyone.
Everybody.
I calculated everyone. So it's like every target.
All the targets.
Yeah. Oh my God. It only hit you 5.
The UNT.
Yeah.
29 versus Will.
Hits.
Yeah.
This UNT number 1. 30 versus Will.
Hits.
Oh my God.
Goblin.
Poor
34
goblin.
Versus Will.
Yes. Crying.
Orb. Oh, not that great. 26 versus Will.
Does the orb have much will then?
Misses.
Oh.
It probably
is it granting combat advantage?
It is. Did you add that?
34 versus Will. So that would make it 38 versus Will?
Okay.
Oh, wait, not 34. What was it? 26.
28.
It's 28
total. It would hit.
28 versus.
Okay, good.
Muro.
Nice.
26. 26 plus 30. 30 versus Will. It's gonna. Shit. 30 versus Will.
Did you get okay. Moros?
Moros. Moros. Yeah, right. 30 versus Will.
Okay.
Oh, it's gonna. Just hit.
Just hit. Barely hits.
All of that happens. All of them are stunned. All of them are dazed, correct?
Yeah, baby.
Yes. Or they're stunned.
Dazed.
Dazed, okay.
Good life, good
okay.
life.
And until the end of the encounter, anyone who has 5 psychic.
Anyone who attacks Kuro.
Recoil.
Hit or miss.
Hit
pick
or miss.
5 psychic damage.
Alright.
That's nuts.
So good.
Jesus.
That's just like even if you miss everybody.
Get invoked.
If you miss everyone, and then they're all like. If you miss everyone, they're all dazed, and then your next turn, and their next turn.
So.
And they take 5.
Yeah, damage. All the. Everyone's dazed. The orb is also dazed, unless it has an immunity to being dazed.
No. It's not.
It's just dazed until the end of Kuro's next turn.
Okay. Cool.
Sustain Brilliant Beacon. And that's
brilliant what?
Oh, I didn't even roll for damage. Oh, no, there's
no
damage.
There's no damage, okay. It would be so overpowered. It was
damage.
Okay, roll for damage. Cold psychic damage.
Oh,
my
cold psychic damage.
Ah, brain freeze.
ever.
Okay.
Psychic damage is far worse than cold damage, though. For a debilitator.
Okay. Could anyone use healing?
No.
No?
Ever probably.
Ever needs it.
I know I do. But, like, I can either use my second wind to spend a healing surge, or if other people need healing, I can use my healing ability and also be able to use a healing surge.
The stranger
does not
need it.
You know what I'm saying?
The stranger
does. But if nobody needs it, then I'll just...
I can use it.
Where are you? You're there.
Q probably has taken the most damage.
Yeah, don't use it on him.
I took 15.
So, Marlon, is the poison save ends?
Yeah.
How much is your
but
healing
surge? It doesn't matter because it's resist, so I just assume it's... You save against 28.
Eventually.
Yeah, So no worries.
Okay. No, that's fine. I'll wait. I'll just use my second wind.
That's good.
This is a steer direction. I'm fine. Here. I guess I probably have to stand up.
Maybe should you
give it a shot. I stand up off of you.
Just think about that for a
moment. And then I'm going to move.
Okay, sustain. Stand up.
Sustain. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I can. I can't move.
Just use your second wind.
I can.
Huh? Just use your second wind.
I did use my second
wind. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Dash it.
I wanted to move too, but I can't. Oops, stood up.
So now you'll have a second wind. You have a stand up move action.
Or minor. Crawl.
And then a.
And then a sustained.
Sustained.
You can just crawl.
You don't actually have to stand up though. Just be aware of that.
Okay, I can crawl.
You'll move.
Half my speed?
Half. Is it half or one third the speed? For crawl?
Crawl?
Yeah.
Half. Okay. Squeeze is one third.
What's my speed? What is my speed?
Just
I would assume 30, so 30 is 6.
Remember that's difficult terrain once you get to that slope.
Why is the slope difficult terrain? I'm supposed to be not difficult terrain. So I can only move to here.
You can be on the slope.
Is that even any better than where I am right now?
It's just like cover.
Okay.
From anybody who's attacking, specifically if Maros tried to attack you.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
If Maros was trying to attack you, he would get like a minus, because you're prone, plus cover, he'd get a minus 5 total.
Maros doesn't have ground shot.
Okay, I'll stay where I am. I mean, I'll stay
most
there.
Likely not.
That's good.
If he's a complete copy.
Okay.
I'm going to move this. Oh, I can't. Could I use the rest of my move action on one of my spirits? Oh wait, hold on. This is a different guy. No, it's as a move action. Never mind, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't move it. That's fine. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Murray.
He's now in the field.
Cute.
Kyle.
Kyle used Frostwind Blade against the orb.
Who's carrying today?
Kyle.
Kyle got a 28 versus AC.
Yeah, baby.
The orb is rebloodied. Regardless of what damage you do.
Right.
Or.
It's rebloodied? Okay. So I'm just gonna roll.
Yeah, roll down.
Sorry. Oh, that's gonna be. It's gonna be 2 plus 11, 13 plus vulnerable 5. Is gonna be. 18. Cold damage against this thing. And then within three squares, 1, 2, 3, the goblin's gonna take 5 cold damage.
Okay.
Let's try. Wait, well,
his tears are frozen.
Is that vulnerable from me or from someone else?
It's from you.
Okay.
It's from you. Oh, it also takes an extra 5 damage.
That's what I'm saying.
The goblin?
No, because of a different power.
It continuously amazes me that we can track all of this.
So hold on. 13, it did 13.
It's actually still easy to do.
The vulnerable 5. The vulnerable 5 makes it 18.
Okay.
And then 5 extra damage from channeling shields after effect.
Okay.
So 23 damage.
Something's happening to the orb.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck you, orb. Everyone else does.
What's it like right now? Oh, for Q's minor action, Q's going to use the scouter on the orb.
Okay. The scouter says overdrive.
Okay.
What?
Oh no, that's bad.
Guys, it says overdrive on my scouter.
Overdraft?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, whoa, no. Come on, man. Manage your finances.
You are in overdraft anyway.
Damn.
Okay. Goblin's turn. Spends a crime.
Okay.
The orb is preparing overdrive.
Oh, okay. No.
Everyone else is dazed. Everything is going to run, roll.
The orb is dazed. Oh, the orb is dazed.
Everything is dazed.
Yeah, everything's dazed.
So I'm just going to roll for all of them because they're going to stand still and wait for overdrive.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
Only the orb is still dazed. The rest of them
still. Damn.
Yeah, but do they all have superior will? Oh, more okay.
No, this is just the end. This is their turns.
This is the end of their turns.
This is their turns. You can check it. Only okay. The orb is roll a 7. Everyone rolled above.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Stranger.
So they roll.
That's their turns. Stranger's turn? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Stranger is going to beat the shit out of Maros while it's still standing there.
Is this combat therapeutic for the stranger at all? Or ever?
Everybody roll insight. 1 this battle?
Yes. Yeah.
Here, I mean.
Like, completely doesn't know anything.
Except for Eros. So everyone notices that the stranger is not himself. There's something that he would normally have done by now that he is not.
Yeah. This is very weird.
Yeah. Dance? That's what Eros thinks.
It's especially apparent to Q, who knows what the stranger would use as a staple move. No matter what.
Always.
Stranger uses Fallen Needle on Maros.
He's not dancing correctly.
Stranger has gas.
No, I don't think that's it.
That's 36 versus Reflex, which will likely hit.
Maros is projecting himself. Like, why is this person acting strangely? Oh, must be digestive issues.
Is that what's the answer? 18 damage versus Maros.
Nice.
Maros is...
That would suck. Stuck okay. In the middle of battle, you have to poop.
Right? And the stranger is going to try and... The stranger is going to try and save versus Dazed.
Nice.
Stranger saves versus Dazed. Eros' turn.
Eros is going to move...
Oh, wait, my action power's
gone. I have here. Gasoline.
No, I think I have enough time I can move.
And he's going to attempt to become hidden from the enemies.
Okay.
How many does he have to roll?
Just one, because Maros never notices you.
It's all against passive.
Okay.
Maros never notices you, ever.
Nice.
But, no, not you.
I'm like, 30-something...
Ow, my ear.
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I know.
32 versus something?
32 versus...
Passive. 32 stealth.
Okay. You think you're hidden.
Okay. Eros is actually going to attack the orb again. Fuck Maros. Doesn't give a shit.
You don't even have a line of sight anyway.
Yeah, so he has combat advantage against the orb. And here he goes with his 30 versus AC. Yay. So that hits, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's gonna be... Wait. No. Yeah, that's going to be his free attack.
Okay.
All right? So he rolled whatever. What did he roll?
30 versus AC.
Yeah, so that's fine. Okay. So it's just going to be...
Just under 30.
Sorry. So it's going to be 17 damage versus the orb plus 5.
22 damage versus the orb.
Yeah.
Or it looks like it's about to explode.
So, okay, and then he's gonna make a real attack against the orb. And using Sly Flourish. That's gonna be like 30 something, yeah. And he's gonna roll his damage. That's gonna be 4 plus 18 plus 15 plus. 8.
41 damage.
41 damage. Rattled. Vulnerable. 5. That is not the end of Eros' turn. Eros is going to spend an action point. And he's going to just keep going.
Is he all attacking the orb?
Yeah, always the orb.
It's about to explode.
Eros is going to use something called...
This song.
Yeah, I
can. It's good.
Sly Flourish. What a surprise. Wait.
Okay. Okay. Come on, baby. Alright, that's gonna be... Wait. Hold on.
Common advantage.
24 versus AC.
It's gonna miss.
Eros is so upset.
I wish it was what I could do.
That is the end of Eros' turn.
Has he been taking -2 to his attacks?
Yes.
Good.
Unfortunately, the person he copied is incredibly accurate.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably accurate. Oh, I only get a 30 versus Will.
Shit.
Oh, that's a 26. Plus 17. Versus Will.
Versus Will. 43 versus Will.
That was the end of Eros' turn.
Okay.
Kuro.
So Kuro will actually... will pull Q back here.
Okay.
2, 3. So opportunity attack, opportunity attack.
No, they don't. They're not on the pull.
No?
Force
pull?
Movement doesn't allow for opportunity attacks.
That's right.
Too bad.
Wait. Let's see. One, two, three, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll use Earth Bolt here, area 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, here, right?
I'm imagining Kuro going, Stone Color! Earthbolt!
The ground beneath the enemies erupts in jagged fangs of stone.
What?
Alright, that sucked. Against Kuro. This is 20 versus Fortitude. Against the orb. 29 versus Fortitude.
Hit.
Okay. 3d6. Nine. 16 damage. The orb is knocked prone.
Okay.
Alright.
Meh.
Oh, I guess I have to make an attack against the spirit, because it's each creature. Oh, this is going to be terrible. Oh, it's 22 versus Fortitude.
There's no way that's going to hit. 22 versus Fortitude versus average defenses. 22 versus Fortitude.
Oh, 27.
Okay, yeah. This is...
Wow, nice. Sure. Really good defenses.
So the... This is... Uneven stone. It's difficult terrain.
Difficult terrain now?
Mm-hmm.
This area right here.
Yeah, that area right there.
Okay. Where Q was standing was before, was that it? Or is like this one?
Q was standing here.
Yeah, and then it's originating from here.
Yeah, it originates from there.
Okay. Is that Kuro's turn?
Why was I rolling?
You weren't
rolling.
I mean, why was something going against me?
Because of the spirit.
It uses your defenses.
Oh, I see, okay. If it's just moving the ground, though, wouldn't it just...
In a thematic sense, the spirit would be completely unharmed no matter what. Because the spirit is made of the ground.
So stay in zone. End of turn.
Ever.
Okay, Ever sustains that zone, moves here, stands up. No, doesn't stand up. On the ground. And let's pick something to do. No one needs healing. Eros is already getting his free attacks. So don't need to do that. Let's do is the one I want to do. This one. Alright, I'm gonna use Bramble Ally. To move, but that's okay. Alright, this one's gonna try and move over here and attack him.
Okay.
Okay.
What's it doing?
It's gonna attack.
Okay, well, what's the attack?
A versus reflex.
What's eight. The attack in general?
What do you mean?
Bramble ally.
Yeah. Okay. So that's 25 versus reflex.
What's very interesting is that in this arena, you can actually see the different effects. Little letters floating above you as a side note. What's going on so that people can bid accordingly.
Did it hit?
What was it?
25 versus reflex.
Hit.
Okay. Damage. And, any enemy that starts its turn adjacent to my spirit companion is immobilized.
Immobilized.
Can't move.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can't run away.
Ever is protecting himself.
That's smart.
Okay.
May or may not help. Because he can arrange stuff, but...
Murray's no longer on the field. Is it the Ever's turn?
Sustained.
Okay. Murray's no longer on the field. It's Kyle's turn.
Kyle.
Is that the name above him? Yes. It's Kyle now. Okay. Kyle will use.
It's in script, so it's like.
Oh, perfect. That's
people can't read it.
This is so terrible. So Kyle.
The stranger is not called Q. Kyle once because he can't read the writing.
No, of course not. Kyle's going to use Frostwind Blade against the goblin.
Dice attack.
It's going to be 27 versus AC.
It hits the goblin.
So first of all, it's going to resolve with. Oh, I get to roll because of
brutal.
Yep.
Is it brutal 2?
It's brutal 1.
Okay.
So that deals 15 cold damage against the goblin.
Goes to the orb.
The orb also takes 10 cold damage.
Because of the vulnerable, right?
Because of the vulnerability.
Okay.
And after that, Q will... Q's going to use the scouter on this goblin in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to read any data.
It reads damage protection and like green letters, pacifist.
Wow. Okay. What a loser. Q's done.
Okay. It's Goblin's turn. He cries. He does not notice Q attacking him. Very specific.
Dude, come on. Hello. We're fighting here.
The orb goes into overdrive.
Oh, boy.
Mama. We should have killed it.
And the entire field is red.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
What does this mean?
Resist 5 is no longer active, as it is replaced by vulnerable 20.
Oh my god!
Versus all... The enemy has vulnerable 25, but your resist 5 reduced the vulnerable 25 to vulnerable 20.
So, okay, so one more time. So the enemies get vulnerable 25.
Vulnerable 25.
But we have vulnerable 20.
We have vulnerable 20.
Holy shit. Guys, be really careful.
You can actually see these effects over your heads, somehow quantified.
Oh, fuck.
The stranger does not notice, but the stranger's not really doing the same. Okay.
It's Murrow's turn. We really should not get hit.
No.
Okay.
Murrow acts with utmost confidence. 1, 2, 3.
It's oh my terrain. God, no.
Okay. Murrow ignores difficult terrain.
Oh, okay. Ignore difficult terrain.
Murrow uses Earth Bolt.
Oh my god.
On Eros.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
He rolled to become hidden from his enemies. Is he not hidden?
he's not hidden to Murrow.
Okay.
Well, actually, Murrow might not be able to see him, but Earthball is a ranged attack anyway. So you might have cover, but it's an area attack. It's an area 2 attack. It's just going to miss ever.
Okay. Well, thank God.
It misses both of you. Overdrive is active. It rolls another time.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It hits the spirit and Eros.
It doesn't say that anything disbands the spirit.
Okay. 16 plus vulnerable 20.
36 damage.
Versus Eros. Eros is knocked prone again. The spirit is not harmed because of his earth bolt. We made your spirits too powerful, immune to versus earth.
Hmm?
It's immune versus earth. Is immobilized?
Yes.
That's correct. Moros, however, is under overdrive. Will attempt to use Sly Flourish on Era, on Ever anyway, even though superior cover, minus 5.
Okay. Extra minus 2.
From?
I think. I mean, no. I think I have a plus 2. Didn't I? Oh no, I used my second one too long ago, I think. I didn't use that in my last turn. I thought I did.
Moros misses all attacks, but you notice it fired in all directions and missed everyone nearby, not just one. Overdrive is active. Okay. That's Yuan Ti, attack Kuro. 1, 2. Neither of them will hit.
They take 5 damage each. Nice. But they're vulnerable, so they take
30 damage
30
each.
Damage.
Holy shit.
Those are both bloody.
Alright,
Stranger's
turn.
Stranger attempts to attack Moro. And we'll hit with the dragon tail. Drag Moro through the river. Drag him.
Moros,
sorry. He attempts to drag him back there, keeping him still next to the spirit. Moros is not going to count any damage, so. Stranger deals about 12 damage.
Eros, you're on deck here.
That's
the strongest. Eros is going to move.
Oh, sorry. 37 damage. Okay. Because of only 25.
Eros is going to move here. He's going to use Sly Flourish against the orb. Actually, no. First, because he moved, he's going to roll to become hidden from all of his enemies.
Okay. Moros has failed his perception check entirely.
He's negative 2 perception. It's like 31. Stealth.
Okay. Eros thinks he's pretty good.
Okay. He's gonna attack Sly Flourish. 32 versus AC, orb.
Hit.
Okay. He's gonna roll. Wait, no. Okay, so it's not Sly Flourish, alright? It's his ranged basic thing.
Oh, free attack?
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to be 18 plus 5 damage.
23.
And, vulnerable 5. Now he's going to do Sly Flourish. That's like 30s, 40 something.
So from the basic attack, the orb took 48 damage.
Did you already add?
23.
25, yeah, 48 damage.
Oh, 48 damage?
48 damage because of vulnerable 25.
That's the first attack. And then Sly Flourish did.
Okay, it's gonna do. Plus 18, plus 15, plus 25, plus 9. It's 21, plus 15 is 36, plus 20 is 56, plus 5 is 61, plus 9 is 70 damage.
70 damage before vulnerability?
With vulnerability.
With vulnerability. It's 25 damage. 25 vulnerability.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that.
How much?
70. So 48 for the first one, 70 for the second one.
Okay. The orb is about to explode again.
Good. That's the end of Eros' turn.
Okay.
Explode again?
Yes. Well. Exploded to cause overdrive.
Wait. Should we stop attacking the orb?
What?
I'll think about that in a second.
Yeah.
Vision of the blood. Visions of.
One, two, three.
Oh, man.
23 versus Will against two.
That's going to miss.
Against one, that's 24 versus Will.
Miss.
Against a goblin. Oh my gosh, this rolls really
well.
21 versus Will.
Hit.
Okay. Ten plus one. 11 psychic damage. Plus
25.
36.
36 psychic damage.
Psychic damage. It's also slowed.
The goblin was slowed. The orb takes 36 psychic damage.
Okay.
Done? I guess we get what I'm doing.
Turo moves here.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a cliff.
No. Kuro enters the crucible.
Okay.
Baking mitts. Baking pans. Cupcake pans.
This reduces Kuro's vulnerability to 10. Muro also has vulnerability 10 at this time. Oh, no. Vulnerability 15.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Kuro moves here.
Is that a cliff?
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Does he not care?
Please tell me he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He just kind of clambers up the cliff.
Yeah. Down the cliff.
Down the cliff?
Okay. Roll athletics.
Oh my god. Actually not bad, right?
That's a good roll. It's 14.
Okay, that's pretty good.
22.
Kuro is...
Kuro doesn't care.
Comes down successfully, but is prone at the bottom.
I don't care! Okay, but there's an opportunity attack.
Yes, you want to. They both get it. Number one hits.
Okay.
Minus two, first of all.
It'll still hit.
Okay.
Seven damage.
So 17 damage?
Seven damage base. 17 damage, and...
Reduce 15.
Okay. So reduce. So that's down to two. Because Bryce reduced it. Key reduced it to two, and you have ongoing 5 poison damage.
I thought it was saved ends.
From the hit, yeah. Ongoing 5 from, save. Okay. From this most recent hit.
Okay, so yeah. Undo the...
So assume that any save ends is all done before this before it comes back.
Okay, so they take damage now?
Yes. They both take 30 damage. This one's done.
Alright. Okay. The Brilliant Beacon.
First kill of the encounter. Besides Murray.
Weren't there some little guys that we killed early?
Nope. Oh.
Minus one. So, rough life.
I thought there were
this some... This is a medium encounter. Right now.
Easy mode.
Okay. That was Kuro. Ever's turn.
Okay. Bam, no problem.
Becomes the tree.
Spirit infusion. Make an attack.
Okay.
Use my move.
Range basic, right?
Range basic, yeah. Whatever basic you want.
Eros is gonna attack the orb.
Oh god.
Eros is gonna attack the orb.
Yeah, no.
It's gonna be like 30 versus AC. No, 29 versus AC.
Hit.
Maybe it wasn't a good idea. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll know for sure after this.
Yeah, it's 20... Once per turn, right?
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Wow.
Oh my god, 16. So 16 plus 20 is 36. Plus 25... Plus 15. Hold on.
That's like 51 plus 15. 66.
Wait. Ever. Eros. So it's going to be 6 plus 14 plus 15 plus 16 plus 25 equals... It's 31 plus 20 is 51 plus 25 is 76 damage.
Scouter goes crazy.
Okay.
Overdrive level 2.
Guys.
Oh, God.
It's increasing its power.
We should have stopped attacking. Right. Oh, man.
All right. We'll not attack the orb anymore.
Okay. Eros probably not going to attack the orb anymore.
Okay.
That's
Ever's turn.
Ever's up.
Off damage.
I'm dropping this area.
Okay.
At this point, it's irrelevant. And I'm going to drop this guy here.
Okay. There.
So what happens to the zone? Is that still...
It's gone.
It's gone.
I dropped the zone.
Okay.
Both zones are gone.
Can I sustain it? No, I can't.
Okay.
Because I used a move and a standard and a minor, so the zone is gone. There's only orbs in it now anyway, so, and the goblin, and they're not doing anything.
Right. Oh, good call.
Okay. Let me know when any of you are bloodied. Which may happen at this point. Quickly.
Eros is so close.
I feel like, okay, next turn I'll do some healing.
Eros made a poor decision.
Okay. That was Ever's turn, Q's turn.
If we keep hitting the other guys, though.
That is true, yeah.
If we keep just
kill.
Go keep Kyle.
The first thing Kyle will do is check the condition of the orb.
Orb is about to make an attack.
It's about to make an attack.
That's your minor action using the scouter.
Okay. All right. Kyle will use Troll Rampage against Muro.
Okay.
As part of its special...
I thought you were going to rename that shit.
I don't know what to rename it right now.
I want to rename all my powers.
So...
Always, I've renamed everything.
Yeah. He's going to charge... And he's going to use Troll Rampage at the end of that attack.
Through the tree. There's a tree.
Oh, into the tree, basically? Wait, hold on. So it has to be direct, right?
I mean, you can go like this. If you really wanted to.
That'd be enough. Right? Unless the difficult terrain.
No. You're gonna make it.
Okay.
You can move to that spirit, so it's fine.
So let's do that. Oof. That's gonna be 22 versus AC.
That's gonna miss.
Okay.
With combat advantage?
It's probably still gonna miss, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's a miss effect, right?
Yes, there is. He will do half damage.
Nice.
7 plus 5 is 12, plus 11 is 23.
Plus vulnerable 15.
Plus vulnerable 15 is 38, divided by 2 is 19. And I will gain hit points. And that will be it.
The goblin continues crying.
Okay. Why are you crying? Stop crying.
It's Murov's turn.
It's the orb's turn.
The orb makes its first attack, charging through these three things. Making an attack on the... Just, like, slamming through, and even slamming through the ground there. Directly underneath the goblin. All right. So attacking first the spirit, 46 versus AC.
That is.
Okay. Attacking the goblin, crit fail. Somehow.
Come on.
Otherwise it would have damaged itself. You notice the numbers overdrive 2, vulnerable 50, base.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Everybody? Is that everybody?
Everybody, base. So any adjustments? You're all vulnerable 45, except Kuro, who is vulnerable 35.
Oh my god.
He'll knock me out.
Wow, we're gonna die here. This is how we die.
We just gotta hit these other guys. We just gotta hit them.
We gotta kill them. Just like once.
Yuan T.
Yeah, exactly.
Gets hit and dies instantly.
So what happens? What the hell happens?
Dies instantly.
It continues its first attack.
Oh, God.
It's going like this. Down the line.
Oh, I thought it was charging. Okay.
It's basically slamming through everything.
Okay.
This is versus Kuro.
Oh, my God.
80 versus...
This is a crit.
Oh, my God!
Kuro, it was so good knowing you.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you the damage in a bit. It attacks a stranger. That's a 32 versus AC. That's going to hit. It attacks Muros. That's a 40 versus AC.
Oh my, it barely hits.
It attacks the spirit here. That's also a crit fail. Okay. And ends here.
Next to Eros.
Where it makes its a second attack.
Oh my god.
Close burst 5.
Holy shit.
Explosion.
Is that... Does that incur opportunity attacks?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No.
No?
No.
It hits everybody.
It hits everybody except the goblin and the spirit over here.
and Muro.
No, it hits Muro.
It hits Muro.
Oh, well. Yeah.
It hits his line.
Oh,
okay. So starting with Eros... 45 versus reflex.
That hits.
Okay. Oh, let me resolve the first one.
Resolve the first attack.
Yeah.
Let me resolve the first one.
So what was the basic damage?
The basic damage
five vulnerability.
Is 3d8 plus 2.
Okay.
Plus vulnerability. So 3d8 plus 2 is 26 base damage plus vulnerability 35 for Kuro. It missed the goblin. It hit the stranger. It hit Muros. 3d8. Fourteen base damage for anybody hit by that attack.
14 base damage.
Plus vulnerability, which is at 45 for everyone, everyone in the party, except
So I missed this one.
It missed that spirit. But it
did
hit,
it hit this one?
It yes, it hit that one.
Okay.
Is that in the that's not in the blast though?
No. We're doing the first one. The,
oh, okay.
The first attack. Yeah.
So then that's how much damage? Well, it doesn't matter. It does a base amount of damage.
14.
To me.
14 was the original one.
Yeah, 14 plus another 20. Plus another 50. Maros is knocked unconscious, if not completely dead.
Maros dissipates.
This has just turned into a hard encounter. Okay.
Okay. The stranger is knocked unconscious.
Oh my god.
The second attack, did that resolve yet?
No. The second attack hasn't started.
Nice.
Oh, it did hit Eros, though. So.
The first attack didn't.
No, the first attack didn't.
Right, I'm waiting
so
for the second attack.
The second attack was
hits
40
all the
versus 40.
Yeah.
40 versus Reflex versus Eros.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make the second attack on the spirit right there, which is 36 versus Reflex. I'm going to go down that way.
Okay.
Versus Everett, who has some cover, but it's a burst attack, and I will say that it's reduced damage, but not a reduced effect. You know what I mean? Non-reduced attack. That's 33 versus Reflex versus Ever.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Let's see if it hits the stranger anyway. It hits the stranger with 45 versus Reflex.
Oh, my God.
Is the stranger going to die?
He could.
Going for Q, 45 versus Reflex.
It's going
to
hit.
Spirit, over there next to Muro, 38 versus Reflex.
Put in all your chops.
Oh, me and the stranger. And the stranger's gonna die, so we're gonna have to revive him.
38 versus Reflex.
Forever.
I only put in 100.
Versus Muro. 45 versus Reflex. That hits Muro as well. And now versus Kuro. 40 versus Reflex.
Nope, that meant.
That one only does...
Too slow.
That one only does... Thankfully, no crits. That one only does 2d10. Which is 4. Plus vulnerable, 50. Which is 45.
4 damage it does?
4 plus 45 vulnerable.
Oh 49 my damage. God! That is
damage.
So lucky.
I have 44 HP. Everett is down.
Oh, Everett gets damage resistance. Because of the area of the blast, Ever is the only one with cover.
Oh, God. Okay.
Wait, I have 44 HP, though.
44 HP.
And the total damage was?
Was.
45.
If you, 45.
49.
Yeah. It's resist 10. Because of the... So you're alive.
I'm at 1.
No, it's... Okay, so 44... 49 damage total.
Right, so 39 damage.
So you're at 5 HP.
You're 5 HP right now.
Kuro does a Yu-Gi-Oh! Death. Oh!
So the stranger and Kuro are knocked out? Is Q knocked out?
No.
Okay, is Eros knocked out?
Eros Corgio. Can't calculate anything.
Corgio.
The stranger was knocked out by the first attack.
So isn't the stranger like dead?
He's probably near death.
He's really close to death right now.
The time we all died.
You guys want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
I want to finish this.
Eros has 1 HP.
I want to finish this. Continue. I really want
to
finish
this. Let's take a break.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Let's take a break.
Okay, Eros has 1 HP.